beauties, and welcome back to our Practical Enlightenment Meditation, where our specific meditation today is deserving good. So we all come into this world as these perfect little infants, and we are also drops of divine consciousness. So we are truly at the core, we are whole, and we lack nothing. And because we are part of this oneness and this creation and part of divinity, in this divinity individualized in our specific unique soul, we do deserve all the good in life. We do deserve to have our needs met, to be seen, to be valued, to be respected, and to be honored. And what happens along the way is we get these wounds, and then we end up identifying not with this divine spark, but very earthly, dense on this plane, what our identity is as far as on the surface, what we look like, what other people think of us. Then we start to create limitations and this very limited belief system, which is disconnected from the true self. So when we start to align back in, we start to reprogram and we start to shed these limiting beliefs that somehow we don't deserve love, we don't deserve abundance, we don't deserve opportunities and goodness, we don't deserve our dreams to be manifested. And so on a very, very deep level, it's important that we start to reprogram and realign to the truth, to the absolute truth that the divine spirit is inside of us and that we deserve all the good. And that anything that sold us short was just because of, you know, our environment or inherited beliefs we picked up from those around us. And now we begin to become aware and awake to the truth, and therefore we are able to shed these limiting beliefs. So this meditation is a great one to practice if you're in a phase right now where you're starting to wonder or be aware of the ways that you limit yourself or self-sabotage, or you don't feel like you're expanding into your fullest potential, and deep down you know that. So this is a great meditation to practice in the mornings, especially as you go into your day, taking with you that deep belief that you do deserve. You are here for a reason, and you deserve all the good. So let's get into our meditation posture. It can be on the floor, as I personally prefer, with your hips elevated on the cushion, or can be in a chair with your feet flat on the ground. And then just take a couple nice deep breaths once you get into your position, in and out now through the nose, nice deep full breaths in. And just as you start to tune into the breath, probably become aware of any sensations, noises, thoughts that start to come up. And then just stay with your breath, not paying too much attention, not trying to push anything down, but just letting it be there, being okay with anything that's there, but starting to soften our focus on it. Just really bringing it back to center time and time again, back into this nice, deep, even breath. In and out through your nose. Now I'd like you to take your right hand and place it right over your heart. And take your left hand and place it right over your right hand. Keeping your eyes closed, keeping your hands pressed right there. Center of your chest, slightly left, but more or less right in the center. And keeping the hands here, you're going to start to make some circles with your hips clockwise. So this can be a nice slow movement, or it can be a little bit quicker if that resonates with you. I usually like to move very slowly. So just this beautiful movement of the hips connected to the earth, our root chakra, and also aligning to your heart, your anahata, this deep, deep love and compassion center inside of you. So we can go in the other direction now, counterclockwise. Just moving in this way, and again, just keeping this awareness of the energy and the focus also on the heart. A little bit hypnotic, this movement. Just putting your full focus on this mindfulness, moving your hips, but staying beautifully connected to your heart and keeping the breath flowing in and out. Just another moment here, feeling the hips circulating some circulation to your lower spine. And also just this awareness with your physical hands on your heart. Now go ahead and let your hips start to settle down. And let your hands float down to your knees. Your palms can be facing up now in a gesture of openness and receptivity. And now we're going to do a very simple breath practice, a nice simple pattern of four in, four out. So inhaling, two, three, four, and exhaling, two, three, four, and again, inhale, two, three, four, and exhale, two, three, four. One more time, just like that. Inhale, two, three, four, and exhale, two, three, four. You continue with this nice deep breathing, but you don't have to stick to a particular count. You can just fill the lungs down to the belly and then just slowly release. And now I'm going to introduce our intention deeply now into your deep belief system in this nice open space. You can say the affirmation out loud, or you can just listen in. You can repeat it silently. I am deserving of all the good in life. I am deserving of all the good in life. I am deserving of all the good in life. I am deserving of all the good in life. I am one with spirit. I am one with all. I am deserving of the good in life. I am whole. I am here. I know I am here for a reason. And I claim my share of the divine inheritance, the goodness in life. I am deserving of all the good in life. I am deserving of all the good in life. Just take a moment now. Let that integrate deep into your being. It's a moment of nice deep breathing. And as you're ready now, start to bring your hands together into Anjali Mudra. Prayer pose in front of your heart. Just take a moment to cultivate gratitude, to feel what's rising up spontaneously in your heart, and to put all our attention on that for this next moment. So grateful for you and for our journeys together. So grateful for our sacred connection. Namaste. Om Shanti. Peace and love.